You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Whenever I sit down to eat, whether at home or out, first thing is always, of course, as being raised good Catholic, you say the prayer of blessing first. But very shortly after that, my next line will usually be, please pass the salt. In my house, we would have got slapped if you didn't start that out with the word please, by the way. Followed closely by please pass the pepper, please pass the salsa, and anything else that will make this food taste spicy and tasty. I have a great dislike for food that tastes like cardboard. So I always start out with salt and work my way down through all the condiments that are available. As I was thinking about that in terms of today's scripture, it occurred to me that I have somewhat mixed feelings about salt. Plainly, when I sit down to the table three times a day, it better be right there handy to make all the eggs and the potatoes and the vegetables and everything come to life with better taste. It's a great seasoning. We also know that at this time of the year, you need a lot of salt on your driveway and your sidewalks and just to do the melting of the ice. So that's something else good to say about salt. And I suppose if you were to research it, you could find several hundred other good things to say about salt. On the other hand, I'm aware of medical people telling me you're getting too much sodium in your diet. Cut back on the salt. And of course, at a different level, I also got slapped if I used what might be called salty language in our house. So salt is one of those things that you can go either way with, and it's probably got pluses and minuses like so many things in life. Salt has a long, long history in the human race. In fact, it even goes back before the human race. Even animals got enough sense to come out and lick some salt once in a while for their health. but it's been in the human community as a basic commodity for literally thousands of years, long before people knew anything about the chemistry of salt. People knew salt primarily as a preservative. It's only in the last 100 years or so that we have common refrigeration to keep our meats and other things preserved. For most of human history, people, when they had game to preserve during the deer season and whatever season, you took what you couldn't eat at the first meal and rubbed it down with salt and dried it, and it kept for a rather long time. So salt has a preserving quality to it. They also figured out that salt has some healing qualities. And that's where we get the old expression, pouring salt in the wound. Doesn't feel all that good, but it probably saved not a few lives down through the centuries by killing off infections. So salt has been a valuable thing for human beings ever since people can remember. It was so valuable that it became a substitute sometimes for money. When precious metals were not available, people sometimes got paid in salt. And the word for salt in Latin is S-A-L, sal. That's where we get our word salary. Goes way back to then, people got their wages in salt. And so salt kind of has a lot to do with our health. And as a matter of fact, our spiritual health as well. That's why we even use it in baptism. Salt is where we get the word salvation. So in today's gospel, that this short reading from St. Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus uses two metaphors. And I use that word precisely too, because they are strong comparisons. If you remember back when you took English in high school or someplace along the line, you learned that there were similes and metaphors. A simile is a comparison where you say something is like something else. It's a fairly weak comparison. And a metaphor is where you actually identify the two. Jesus does not say, you are like the salt of the earth. He says, you are the salt of the earth. A metaphor, not a simile. Same thing with light. You are the light of the world, not just like that. So, obviously, Jesus wanted to get something rather strong and forceful across when he spoke this way. And he's telling his disciples and all those who follow him, including ourselves, that you got to have some effect on the world. Little good does it do to practice religion and get all holy on the inside if people can't see and taste your holiness. That's the whole idea. It's got to be out there in the public square where it has an effect, a seasoning and enriching and enlightening effect. So we are the light of the world and we are the salt of the earth. And I think we should also pay attention to the other part of that little saying. It's a little bit unnerving because when Jesus says we are the salt of the earth, so what do you do if salt loses its taste? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. So it's got to be seasoning, and it's got to be strong, it's got to be zesty, it's got to have some change effect in the community. So with all of that in mind, I tried to put together a couple little thoughts about what this might mean for the practical living out of our lives, both at the human level and at the spiritual level. Another expression you maybe have heard, somebody is worth his salt. I looked that up on the internet the other day. Isn't it amazing how much useless knowledge you can find on the internet? In just a few seconds, you can find out almost any dumb thing you didn't want to know. So I went into the Google or whatever those people are, and I said, worth your salt. And here's what came up. Worth your salt means that you deserve the pay or the reward that you get. That salary idea again. For thousands of years, salt was highly prized. This expression comes from an ancient practice. The Roman army paid its soldiers partly in actual salt or in money to buy salt. Some say that they were paid in rations that were called sal, S-A-L, which meant salt, and when money was substituted for these rations, they called it a salary. The word salary comes from the Latin word salarium, which means salt money. If you were a loyal soldier, you were worth what they paid you. So that's kind of corny, I guess, but that's my lesson for today on this weekend. As Christians, as disciples of Christ, we need to be worth our salt. At the human community level, let's not even get spiritual for a moment, that means that while you are in this world, you got to make some kind of a contribution. You don't want to be one of those useless individuals that simply takes up space and breathes the oxygen and doesn't give any return to the community. So we as Christians got to participate in the public life of our communities, our country, at all levels, and be salt. That means zesty. That means having an influence that people notice. And we won't go through the many ways that we can do that, but be aware that this applies just to our human existence. Our life on this earth is not pointless. We are put here to have an effect, to shine our light, and to get our salt into the things of this earth. This is certainly true of our spiritual community, our families, our parish, our diocese, our church at all levels. And we do this primarily through the ministries that the church extends for us to participate in. Since I've been here at Immaculate Conception, I'm very impressed by the great effort that is made to make you aware constantly of the many different ministries that the church offers for you to offer your service, to be salt in this spiritual community. And I would always like to add, especially since prison ministry seldom gets into the list, that's what I do, if you don't find something you like on the official list, make up your own, for heaven's sake. That's how most of these ministries got started, by creative people who saw needs and rose to meet them. That's what we heard from Isaiah the prophet about sharing our bread, clothing the naked. You'd think it was the gospel, and that was written 800 years before Jesus. So it just makes good human sense and good spiritual sense to put ourselves out there as servants for all of God's people. So that's the bottom line. Get salty, get spicy, get zesty. That's why we come together weekly to celebrate the Eucharist, when we ask God to give us eternal salvation. That doesn't mean after you croak altogether. It means right here as well. So may God give us a blessing today and help us to get real bright and salty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.